This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Senate is planning to vote on its version of the huge economic stimulus package on Tuesday, and it's taken a while to get there. The politics have gone from a brand new Obama administration talking bipartisanship with Democrats and Republicans alike at the White House to a very different scene over the last few days. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. And Don, the White House started the week believing it could win some Republican support for the package, but by the end of the week, President Obama was almost mocking the GOP for opposing spending. What's he trying to do? Be nice or be tough?
Well, surely he's not the first president to try to be both. And that is what we're seeing. But let's go back 2 weeks. At first, it was, as you just said, all about reaching out to Republicans. But then the House vote comes up. And how many GOP votes did the president get? Zero. None. The White House also really did let Republicans get the upper hand in that week in defining the stimulus bill, you know, as something loaded with pork and with special projects. But by midweek this past week, the president did seem to take the advice of many Democrats that he really needed to get into the game and fight back more aggressively. That speech you mentioned with the tone mocking Republicans, that was in Williamsburg, Virginia, at a Democratic House retreat. That was part of it. Now, with the Senate, though, having reached a compromise, He seems to be back to finding a middle ground. The words are still tough, but the tone is less combative. Give a listen to this from yesterday's weekly radio and internet address.
Let's be clear. We can't expect relief from the tired old theories that in 8 short years doubled the national debt, threw our economy into a tailspin, and led us into this mess in the first place. We can't rely on a losing formula that offers only tax cuts as the answer to all our problems, while ignoring our fundamental economic challenges.
The tone there, you know, more low key, but again, he's being very firm.
Don, the White House hasn't been very specific about what it really wants in the bill. Are there some core components from the administration's point of view?
What they have done is laid out goals for what the bill needs to accomplish, that it needs to get people back to work, for starters. That's the main thing, that it needs to slow what is a jobs picture nationally that is deteriorating at an accelerating pace, especially with those January numbers that just came out. They say that it needs to pour money into improving infrastructure and to begin the real investment into a more energy-efficient economy, and they really want those middle-class tax cuts. But the White House has also said it respects the role of Congress. It's in the game. It's talking. But it is going to allow Congress to work out the, you know, the specific size and shape.
And in the about a minute we have left, so the Senate plans to vote on Tuesday. If it passes, it has to go on to conference with the House. Likely to be different bills. What kind of role will the White House play in the conference?
Certainly the White House will be in the mix as negotiations on the final bill really get going. And we'll see how public all of that is. But the speed, according to the White House, the key, according to the White House, is the speed. There are differences in agreement among economists and others as to whether, you know, the $800 billion we're talking about is too big or if it's not big enough. But there is agreement, the White House keeps saying, that something absolutely needs to be done. So that's what they'll really be pushing.
And you'll be on the road with him this week. NPR's Don Gagne. Don, thank you very much.
My pleasure.